discussion concerning methods to promote green finance, as well as some specific tools and products in this field, have been made during the event organized by the Research Center for Climate and Energy Finance. UN Assistant Secretary General Elliot Harris explained some of the main characters concerning the development of green finance currently.
First, that green finance itself as a theme has in fact evolved quite dramatically over the past few years. And now we're at a different stage in this process. Second key point is that notwithstanding all the progress that we've made, it is imperative that we speed up our progress and that we achieve true scale in the transformations in finance and business that are already underway.
He added that green finance could also be a big help in achieving results regarding sustainable development. Yin Yong, Vice Governor of China's Central Bank, said China has been playing an important part in boosting the globalization of green finance.
China has also devoted great efforts to promote international cooperation on green finance. During its G20 presidency in the last year, we initiated the topic of green finance and announced the G20 Green Finance Study Group co-chaired by the People's Bank of China and the Bank of England.
Another highlight of the seminar is how to enhance green investment while promoting the Belt and Road Initiative. Sherry Madara, Special Advisor for Asia from the City of London, said green finance has already been recognized as important to Belt and Road infrastructure projects.
I was here during the Belt and Road Forum in May, that President Xi made a really very comprehensive speech about his vision about the Belt and Road. And the reference to that, for those projects being green was throughout the speech. And I think that all of the other participants in that forum also underscored how important it was that the projects didn't just go ahead, that they actually went ahead in a sustainable way, and the impact in terms of the environment was minimized.
She added that green finance has become a major highlight in terms of bilateral cooperation between China and the UK.
Green finance, I think, is one great example of the UK and China working together to really bring this topic to the world stage together. So the G20 working group on green finance was new during China's presidency last year, and it's continued to maintain during this year and next year. And that's something down to the relationship between UK and China. So I think that green finance is a really good example of how that diplomatic tie has continued.
For CRI, I'm Min Ray.